The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. And if you're out driving around and you're headed west, check out 92.5 because you will hear us great there. Fred, you're not excited or positive enough about this under 25 list. I'm firing up the typewriter and you can expect a strongly worded letter addressed to you and Mr. Gow from Hockley Dan. Thank you for taking the time, Hockley Dan. Man. I've been trying to figure out why this microphone keeps moving. They broke another one over here. It's falling apart here. And because, you know, I mean, it was set up weird when I got here, but I didn't mess with it. And I've been creeping lower and lower throughout the show. It's because it's broken off here and it's just going downward every 10 minutes or so. So by the end of the show, I'm going to be underneath the table.
Well, shocker. This one's already bent over here. All right, I got to talk to AD. We got to come up with like a different mic stand solution.
Let's tell these other guys to quit touching them.
Yeah.
Just set them where they're one way and you adjust your damn chair. Does that, of course, then we'll start.
That's what I've told everybody, but no one listens to that.
Well, that's, Bill O'Brien would get people to listen.
No, he wouldn't. No one would listen.
Yeah, but this thing is, I mean, I'm in such a good mood. And all of a sudden, I'm like getting creeping lower. And it's like, oh, great. Somebody broke this microphone. So I don't even know who uses this one.
Lance and Joel.
Okay. So Lance or Joel, one of you two guys have broken the microphone. Can we get a shame bell for either of them?
Shame.
I hate to lump people in, but if those are the other guys who did it.
Probably Joel.
One of them did it, and they both get blamed for it. It's that simple.
All right.
Because I know I
won you.
No. Because I knew something was weird because it's at a weird angle. And I finally figured out that it's a weird angle because it's broken and turned completely sideways.
That'll do it.
I hate people. You know, we just can't have nice things or even mediocre things. And you've got yours is broken. This one's broken.
Yep.
Poor AD.
I mean, yeah, he spends his whole life replacing those stupid things.
Yeah, because people like Joel and Lance have to move them around all the time. So, hey, you want your positive corona?
Already this early in the show?
Well, yeah, it's already 5 o'clock, AJ.
Okay.
The number again today, a number of new cases, again, under 1,000 for the second time this week.
What was the bad day?
The bad day was yesterday. No, it was the 15th because we're a day behind. The 15th was 1,885. And today they added an older related cases thing. So the total is 585. Well, no, okay. 585 was the number, and then 2,000 older related cases.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to figure out how to interpret this now because they've added a green line and two different dots. So now I'm totally confused. You know, I was doing really well when it was just, hey, okay, it's a blue line. This is how many new cases we have each day. But the trend did go down again after a one-day spike.
Okay.
So that I consider to be positive news. And also non-pedophile version. But you see what Mike Ditka did yesterday?
Yeah, I mean.
get off my lawn.
Yeah, he's very old school. It's completely unsurprising. So I mean I don't have much to say about old Mike Ditka. That's how he feels. Okay, that's how the guy feels.
I'm getting a little tired of get out of the country guy.
Yeah,
because frankly, what you're saying is, we don't want anybody who doesn't think like we do in my country.
Well, let me say this about our country. Like, if you're totally happy with the way the country is right now, I think you're an absolute loon. Like, I don't think there's anybody on either side who would say everything is great just the way it is right now, because it's not great. Like, there's no way.
Isn't the saying keep America great?
Well, yeah. This country has seen better times. The truth is, we can always get better. There's always stuff we could get better at. America, we're lucky in a lot of ways. Like, we've got a lot of freedoms that people in other countries don't. And I don't think anybody should take that for granted. I think it's like, if you've ever been to another country, you probably realize that, you know, America ain't got it that bad. But it doesn't mean that we can't be better. And like, if you question that, there's some people who think that you hate America and you're not a patriot. Which is ridiculous, but that's the way some folks are.
I would just like to see us make it better for everybody. You know, I'm tired of seeing all these polls where the best country to live is Canada or Norway or something like this. I want America to be number one.
Yeah.
Help me with that. Can you help me make that happen?
I can't personally.
Well, why not? That's part of the problem. It's people like you.
It's not my job.
Oh, it's not your job. Fine. That, yeah, it's not my job either. I don't know.
It's not my job to do that.
It's not my job to do that.
Oh, man. I think, but yeah, I would like one of these years, I want us to be on top of one of those polls. I'm tired of having to hear about how bleeping great Canada is for my wife all the time. Oh, look, we were number one for the fourth year in a row in best countries to live. Gosh, okay, well, guess what? Go ahead and move back if it's that great. And it's always white people countries. It's Canada, Norway, Finland. Australia's up there a little bit too. So, we have cool stuff in America like electricity, running water, and food.
Yeah. Those things.
Ooh. 210 says, been offshore for 2 months, usually 2 weeks, stuck because of COVID, missed the show. Happy to be back. Happy to have you back, man. So, and Space Ghost says, be real, no one wants to live in Canada. It's too cold. Toronto is not, actually. I mean, it's funny because it's something about the lake. I mean, it snows up there, but
Not cold.
No, Toronto's pretty mild, frankly, comparatively speaking.
Compared to like cities that it's near, like Buffalo and Detroit,
it's not nearly as bad as Buffalo because Buffalo's on the other side of the lake. And for some reason, it was hilarious. We actually drove through there 1 year and Buffalo's covered in snow and ice and everything else. And almost as soon as you get, like, I don't know, 10 miles down the road or 15 kilometers, I guess, and all the snow's gone and there wasn't any at all in the Toronto area.
Interesting.
But it's because the way the lake is situated. They do get snow, and it does get cold in there, and usually for about a month in February. But it's relatively mild. It's closer to, like, say, New York's weather than it is Buffalo's for some reason.
It's pretty cold, too.
It gets cold, but, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't get cold there, but it's not like... It's not what people think. It's actually pretty. There was 1 year we went, and I think I mentioned this to somebody the other day. We went to Toronto 1 week and New Orleans the next, and it was January. And we were standing outside watching the Leafs game on their big TV outside Air Canada Center because we couldn't get tickets. And it was warmer there than it was in New Orleans the next week in January at that time of year, which doesn't make any sense at all because it never gets cold in New Orleans.
The average low in Toronto for January, they are December through March, they're below freezing. April, the average low is 39. So it jumps up a little bit from March to April. November, the average low is 36. So, and then the lowest, like, it looks like the coldest month is January. The average low in January is 19.
January and February are the worst.
19 and 20. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a lot. I don't know what New York's is, but it's pretty.
It's probably pretty similar.
Yeah, yeah. But if you look at Buffalo for the same time.
I will say the average high in July and August, 81, 80. I could deal with that.
Yeah, yeah. That. Oh, and man, when my friends up there start bitching about, oh, it's 85 today and humid. Oh, poor people. That's like a low in that's what it is at like 3 a.m. here.
Right.
But now Saskatchewan is freaking cold. I think the wife told me it snowed every month up there except for July.
Damn.
At one time or another. Maybe August. No, I think it was July. So some countries don't even have toilet paper yet. Look at what we do with it. Yeah, we dump it in the trash.
We do here.
Well, we don't.
No, but somebody does.
Yeah. Well, and that's why everybody says they do it is because in their country they don't have toilets. Well, we have toilets here. Flush it, damn it. All right. Somebody's saying it was a guest that was on with Granato this morning that did it. But, I mean, it's frustrating. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and we will have Brad Powers next segment talk a little college football gambling. Did you see this story about... This is like the most Florida story ever. A 61-year-old man was walking his dog along a canal near his Florida home Sunday morning.
Is this an alligator story?
Yeah. Did you see it?
No, but I just saw a 61-year-old man walking his dog along a canal
in
Florida. I've got to guess where it goes.
And an alligator chomped down on the back of his knee and attempted to drag him into the water. He had noticed the alligator swimming towards him and ordered his golden retriever, Rex, to return home, and it did. I'm glad Rex behaves. My dog would be like, I'm going to fight that alligator. Yeah, and be eaten too. This is the best part. As he stepped onto the mud bank, Johnson got his croc sandal stuck in the mud and the alligator lunged at him. Okay, what are you doing wearing crocs in the mud? Whatever. Said, I'm still in disbelief that the gator lunged at me like he did. I'm a native Floridian, been around these things my whole life, and this is the last thing I would have ever expected. Okay, if it's the last thing you would have ever expected. But the force knocked him to the ground, but guess how he escaped? He poked his index fingers into the alligator's eyeballs.
That's what I would go for.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much your go-to move, right?
I feel like I would have actually used thumbs. I would have dug my thumb
in. Yeah, I think that's probably the move. But the alligator immediately let go and swam away, leaving him with 12 puncture wounds. He limped 75 yards back home where his wife helped him to the shower to clean out the wounds and then wrapped a clean towel around him. He received about 60 stitches to his leg and another 5 to his left index finger, which was cut in the alligator's eye socket.
So his finger got cut by the alligator's socket bone?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, that is a Florida story.
Damn.
Definitely.
Well, hey, if that's your worst injury, then okay.
Yeah, well, you know what? He escaped. 61-year-old man, he probably, you know, the alligator probably thought, hey, this guy's probably lived a good life. Well, he lives in Florida, so maybe not. So, yeah, it says, what are you doing wearing Crocs around an alligator?
And
that's maybe the same thing. I don't know. He survived. Good for him.
Yeah.
And I got another couple of sports things to get to here before we get to like real sport. I'm kind of wondering if I shouldn't do one more non-sports here simply because we're going to be really sportsy for the better part of the next hour, I think. But, well, let's do some baseball.
When do we have? 5:30? That's when we've got a...
Yeah, we've got Brad at 5:30. Okay. And then Taylor at 6, so it'll be a lot of college football. You see that your favorite commissioner, Rob Manfred, hopes to make the expanded playoff format permanent?
I don't think it's a good idea.
I don't either.
Like, I'm not even really that interested now because there's so many teams making it. I don't want that. I think baseball has it right, like where not the entire league, not even half the league. Baseball and football are the ones who do it right.
But aren't we heading towards less of that? I mean, I think we're headed towards...
Is the NFL going to stay with this?
I'm certain. They were going to do it anyway, right?
Man.
And I think maybe they had another one at some point. And I don't like that because I enjoy the NFL playoffs the most, but then I also think, well, one more playoff game are really a bad thing. But if it gets into, you know, where you're 7-9 and making the playoffs every year, I mean, should you really be in there? Jesus, I'm going to have to change microphones. it keeps falling and falling and falling. So, jeez, it just went again.
That's fine. Just leave it. It's fine.
I just got to get it out of the way real quick.
Okay. Just break the arm off and put the just lay it down.
There it is. Yeah. All right, that was fun.
Yeah, I got to talk to AD tomorrow about considering a totally different setup. I don't understand how we keep breaking these stupid.
Yeah,
things.
I mean they're you barely have to move them. It's really simple. If you have to move them up or down, you just you undo that thing and you move it up or down a little bit. But otherwise, they want to mess with the side part. I mean, you had to. Somebody had to pull the damn thing. I mean, literally pull it off because it snapped off just like a bone, just like an alligator tried to snap that guy's bone. So, oh well, what are you going to do? That's why we have other microphones. But this one looks awful limp too. I don't know what's wrong with it.
It's just down.
Oh, okay.
But this one feels firm.
But who would use it like that?
No one.
Okay.
But no one really uses this microphone anyway.
That's true. No, that's where we plug in the handheld during happy hour.
I should have a beer.
That'd be
thankfully
nice.
Gustavo brought us
Gustavo
some.
Gustavo did bring by some brew.
He is the best, man.
He really is.
And that narwhal is one of my favorites, which he knows that. So
he brought me when I went to the river this year, he brought me a Sierra Nevada hat. It was like it looks like almost like an adventurer's hat.
Oh, cool.
It's the best way I can describe it. It was the perfect river hat. Perfect river hat. And it went really well with my friendly mutton chops facial hair that I had going at that time.
Ah.
So, yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, that's... Of course, now we're going to have to adjust the Twitch camera on the break because I had to move over.
Well, you'll just be off-centered.
That's okay. I'm fine with that. Anything that gets me farther away from the camera is a good thing. Nashok asked, did y'all talk about what happened on Late Hits? Yes, we did.
No, what happened?
Yeah, we did that. We did a bunch on that yesterday. So not really anything else to add to it. Those guys are fine. They'll be back tonight, and they're all buddies again. It happens. And no, that was not the mic Braddock hit Creighton with. Somebody says, Joel broke the mic. I saw it on Twitch. That doesn't shock me. That didn't shock me at all. I've got some other sportsy stuff, too. Your Texans are finally top 10 in something.
Okay.
Most valuable franchises in the NFL.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It kind of is. I mean... When you think that, and I guess maybe that's why there's not any real, well, actually, no, the Cowboys are number one, and when was the last time they won anything?
Right, but I mean, obviously, their branding and everything else, it's easy to, like, some of these, I would guess, are probably super easy to figure out, like what the...
Yeah, I bet you could guess the top five.
I would guess Dallas, I would guess the Patriots, I would guess the Giants.
You'd be 3 for 3. On the top three so far.
I would guess the Bears.
No. They're seventh.
Okay. And I would guess the Rams.
Rams are fourth. San Francisco fifth.
Okay.
And I think part of that is the franchise values go up when you get new stadiums, too, which
So the other ones I would assume are in the top 10.
Yes.
I would assume the Eagles.
Correct, at number 9.
I would assume the Jets.
Correct, at number 6.
See, now that I know the Texans are in, it really throws me off. Because
there's only one that you haven't named. And by the way, the Texans are number 10. And
have I said the Washington football team?
You would be correct.
Okay. So the Texans are what number?
Number 10.
Okay.
So they're 8.
Washington. So consider this. Like, because some of the ones that I would have said are surely more valuable, I would have thought the Pittsburgh Steelers would be more valuable than the Texans.
They're
way down there, yeah, I guess.
So here's 11 is Denver, 12 Las Vegas.
What about the Packers?
13 Seattle, 14 the Packers, 15 the Steelers.
Isn't that surprising to you?
I guess, but I don't know why it.
And I guess, I mean, we're probably talking about, you know, $3 billion to $2.9 billion to $2.8 billion or whatever.
Yeah, but the Steelers are valued at $3 billion, and that's 15th on the list, and the Texans are 3.3. So
okay,
there's not that much of a difference.
What are the Cowboys, five and a half?
The Cowboys are
6.
5.7.
Okay. And the Patriots are
number 1 by a bunch, by the way.
Patriots are what, a little under 4.5?
4.4.
Okay.
Yeah. Barely ahead of the Giants, who are 4.3.
Yeah. Well, that's surprising to me. Can I guess on the lowest valued franchises?
Yeah, I think let's play that game.
Let's go with the Arizona Cardinals.
No, even in the bottom five. They're 27th.
Really? Okay.
We're aiming for bottom five here.
Wow. I would have. The lowly Buffalo Bills.
31st. Okay. $2.05 billion. You're one of the most. One of the franchises that's worth the least in the NFL, but you're worth $2.05 billion.
That's hard times. I've heard Jacksonville's worth more than you would think, so I don't think it's them.
2.45. They're 25th on the list.
That's a surprise, isn't it?
Well, they actually. I mean, think about it. That's kind of London's team now, too.
Oh, that's true.
And that's they've got a pretty good following there. So Jacksonville 25.
The Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee Titans are 28.
So they're bottom five.
Yes.
The Bengals.
Bengals are 32nd.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the Browns aren't far ahead of them.
The Browns are actually, to me, a little higher than you think, 26th.
Oh, that is surprising. Yeah. Okay. I want to say Tampa, but
Tampa,
I guess
Tampa would be right. They're 29th. Okay. Yeah.
I would have guessed they'd moved up since getting Tom Brady.
No.
And Carolina?
No, Carolina's actually like middle of the road. The other team that's in the bottom five, Detroit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Poor Lions fan.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, it's Tennessee, Tampa, Detroit, Buffalo, Cincinnati in that order for your bottom five. And, you know, the Saints are pretty low at 24. The Chiefs are only 23, which is interesting to me. And the Panthers are 22.
Okay.
Although, and it's
the Chiefs are that way because they don't have a new stadium.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. And really, it's not a huge market. And, yeah. You know, it's just they're successful. So there's that.
Jay Garcia, did you pick up any of the Final Boss 11% IPA from Eureka Heights Sports? No, I did not. I haven't been drinking beer, so I've been avoiding breweries lately.
Yeah, well, you're doing good at it.
I'm trying my damnedest.
I'm doing pretty well at it, and then I guarantee you Saturday afternoon when I'm watching football, I'm gonna
crack those over.
Because I'll drink vodka or whiskey during the week, but on the weekends, man, I like to drink beer.
Yeah,
it just feels right to watch football and drink beer.
I like to drink beer all the time, but it's not exactly working out for me these days.
Yeah, well, I bet that you can keep it going, and well, I can't bet on that, but I can bet on everything else at mybookie.ag. And guys, it's you got the game tonight. If you you like Cleveland, you can bet on Cleveland. You like Cincinnati, you got them. But it's not just that. You can bet the totals. There's going to be in-game betting. There's all kinds of stuff. And not just that. You got hockey. You got NBA. Every sport's going now, and it's all on MyBookie. Like soccer? Like to follow my man Jerry Bowe's bets on soccer? Well, guess what? You got soccer going on. It's all there. NFL this weekend, college football, all of it is on MyBookie. And the best part about it is when you bet, you win, they pay. and they have fast payouts, very easy deposits and withdrawals. They've got tons of options so you can get in on the action. And if you sign up today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio at mybookie.ag, and they will match your first deposit 100%. Mybookie.ag, you bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And one of my favorite segments of the week. As college football, college basketball gambling expert, does some NFL too. Brad Powers. BradPowersSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Joins us.
Hey, Brad, I was, you know, Fred mentions you as an NFL guy too, but I'm curious because you're not working with RJ and those guys anymore. And I know the NFL, that was, it's sort of part of what distracted you from your college work. Do you do any NFL betting, or are you strictly with the kids?
No, I do NFL. I write up the NFL every game each week. So it's probably my best sport to, as far as success rate. So still doing it.
Okay. Just not podcasting about it.
No 4-hour podcast on the NFL.
Well, let's get into what we've got on the docket for this week as far as college football goes. Fred and I were talking about the Baylor UH game and the fact that it just kind of pops up out of the blue. I mean, does that throw you off as a handicapper, or do you just go power ratings?
Yeah, I go power ratings and specific matchups. So, I mean, I bet Houston in the game. I'm going to use what's worked so far. And there was a lot of theories that we had leading up to this season. One, I think it's a negative to be a first-year coach. Well, that's proven to be true, at least so far. First-year coaches, 2-8 against the spread. Another thing that I thought would matter more than at least most seasons would be returning experience. You're at two ends of the spectrum here. Top five team in terms of returning production, Houston with 19 returning starters. Bottom five team in Baylor with only 9. And a couple of those guys, they just announced it might be out, COVID-related, as far as their most recent depth chart. So, you look at spring practices, too. That'd be the third thing. Houston had 8, Baylor had 0. Teams with 5 or more spring practices, both teams playing their first game. Those teams with more practice time, 6-2 so far against the number. I'm on the Houston, but obviously a lot of value sucked out of the market. I mean, I did release them as a play at +7.5. Still like them +4.5. Lean now, and it's gotten down to 4, and the money still might continue to come in on Houston.
Talk about COVID moving a line. Florida Atlantic, Georgia Southern. I mean, what's the floor on this thing, and how open are books, would you say, to middling on this thing?
Yeah, so Florida Atlantic 5.5. I was looking to bet Georgia Southern. I mean, it's a lot of the bookmakers here are gutless in town, and I'm just going to say matter-of-factly. I mean, they took it down. You couldn't bet it until pretty much today after the line offshore and moved to Georgia Southern, like -1.5, -2. And right now, as we speak, my screen is lighting up. Georgia Southern continues to make some money. My expectation is this line's going to go to Georgia Southern 3, even though they had massive COVID issues last week. Although I'll say this, even though they almost lost outright as a 4-touchdown favorite, I thought they looked okay. I think it was more that, hey, Campbell might actually be a decent FCS team this year. Do not want to play in the first game under Florida Atlantic new head coach Willie Taggart. They are the least experienced team in the country. Just lost their quarterback, and 4 other starters opted out before they even had COVID issues this week. It's Georgia Southern at least at -2, -2.5 before the line goes to 3.
Syracuse at Pitt. Pitt a 21-point favorite. And personally, I'm leaning to Pitt, even though I feel like it's absurd to give up 21 points with him just because of what I know about Syracuse. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, I'm a lean under. I can't lay three touchdowns with Pitt. Maybe, I mean, that's biased towards what they've been as a program the last 5-6 years. So be it. I just can't do it, even though I think it's a horrific matchup for Syracuse, especially on the line of scrimmage. You look at Syracuse offensive line, major weakness for them. And they got exposed last week. They'll get exposed this week against Pittsburgh's defensive line, one of the best in the country. I'm going to go under just because I don't think Syracuse is going to have much effectiveness offensively. And I'll say this, even though, you know, they didn't cover a big spread last week, I was impressed with their new defense. They moved to a 3-3-5, the Orange did. And they, for the most part, for most of that game, kept a high-power North Carolina offense in check. So under 50.5 for me.
Navy catching a touchdown at Tulane. Navy, of course, got embarrassed week one, and they admitted that they didn't do any tackling, and now they've done a little bit of tackling. Is it enough to get them within 7 of the wave?
Yeah, I mean, I expect a much better performance out of them. I mean, it was horrific on Labor Day night. 2 weeks of tackling should be better. Power ranks, the Navy's a play here. I can't bet them pre-flop. This is one game where I'm going to really look towards in-game. Either Navy's improved or significantly, or they're not. And Tulane's going to be a play that I want to bet on in-game. But until I actually see it, no play for me pre-flop.
I wanted to ask you about the Louisville-Miami game. Both those teams now have a game under their belt. And Miami catching 2.5 at Louisville. Do you got any opinion on this one?
Yeah, I mean, Louisville's obviously taking a majority of the money this week. I mean, they opened in the early lines, the dog, and they flipped the favorite relatively quickly. A lot of money on the over as well. Two dynamic quarterbacks. Obviously, De'Aaron King doesn't have as much experience, at least in the Miami system, as Cunningham does for Louisville. It's past my power rating. I agreed with the initial money, but now, if it goes to 3, I would lean with Miami plus the 3. I mean, it's tough for me to shake out what happened in last year's game. I mean, Miami did win 52-27, and that was a very bad Miami team that I expect to be improved this year. A lot of people betting the over, but I just think 64.5 is too high in what I expect to be a very competitive game. So I'd lean under. I mean, but I'm going to wait because it looks like more over money wants to come in here. 65 at one offshore, a prominent book. So if it continues to go up, I'll eventually be on the under.
Curious how you're planning on approaching the Big Ten. Are you looking at them as like they're going to come in just as prepared as these other schools did that have known all along they were going to play football?
Probably a little bit similar philosophies. And, you know, a team I really want to fade, can't wait to do it, is Michigan State. I mean, I'm going to be very anti-Michigan State. A lot of their players have opted out. I'm not sure the market's going to appropriately have them power rated. I think more Buckeyes, it will be a team I don't want to play against. I mean, they've made it crystal clear that they want to play, and it's going to mean something for them. I think an interesting study case is going to be Michigan. They've had a lot of their players opt out. I think they're going to go a youthful route, but as we know, Michigan likes to take a lot of money in the marketplace, so hopefully Michigan's maybe a little bit overpriced. Northwestern was a team that I was looking to play on. 19 returning starters for them. They've had a couple guys opt out, but I think they're much improved this year. So we'll see how the market accounts for all this. But, man, I really still believe first-year head coach is up against it. And I thought the one that was up against it more than anybody this year was Michigan State's new head coach, Mel Tucker.
Curious what you think about Clemson, who, I mean, they took care of business, although it wasn't really – it wasn't impressive, I guess. I didn't think it was very impressive against Wake Forest. They're a huge favorite against the Citadel, and obviously they can name the number. But does Clemson come across as you as a team who's looking to win a game by more than 45 points these days?
Ooh, good point. Yeah, I mean, they're not as good as maybe their last couple of additions. I mean, I still think that they're obviously a top three team in the country. You may think that they're not willing to do it, but I don't think the Citadel is very good at all. I bet the Citadel last week against a first-year coach in South Florida. And, I mean, they lost 27-6. It was ugly. They do run the option, and we'll see how, you know, Clemson handles it as far as their defensive linemen taking those cut blocks. But pure power rating for me as Clemson by 52, I can't play against that much of an overlay. And Clemson's won their last four games against FCS opponents by 51 points per game, so whether or not they want to run it up, I mean, they've gotten margin on these teams the last 4 years.
Notre Dame, your guys, minus 25 hosting South Florida. What did you think of Notre Dame last week, and what do you think of that 25?
You know, I wasn't down on them as much as some people were. I mean, it was a struggle early, obviously, but, I mean, it's going to be a struggle for a lot of these teams. I mean, a lot of these teams are going to come out, you know, with their hair on fire this particular season. So wasn't a sharp performance for them. I thought it was more, hey, Duke looked pretty good to me than Notre Dame bad. I mean, keep in mind, Notre Dame crushed Duke a year ago. As far as this game, you know, South Florida, again, a first-year coach, a lot of inexperience. I thought they were fortunate to cover last week. You know, there were some shenanigans on a punt and whatnot, and they're plus three turnovers. I expect Notre Dame to be a little bit more efficient offensively. Agree with the money on the under. I think Notre Dame is going to be a kind of an under team. They're running a much slower tempo this year, and if you're running a slower tempo, not sure I'm interested in laying 25.5 here. But, again, this would be, you know, a ham sandwich maybe on the Fighting Irish. It was just a very small bet.
Brad, one game I wanted to ask you about was SMU North Texas and SMU giving 14 here. North Texas was really terrible last year. And they put up 57, but that was against HBU 2 weeks ago. And although HBU played Tech pretty well last week, do you give North Texas any shot here to cover the 14 against SMU, who wasn't all that impressive in their first game either?
Yeah, you know what? I did make two bets in this game on Sunday. Maybe I regret one. Pure power ratings says North Texas is the play here, but I thought the number would go to 14, so I bet SMU minus 12.5. 14 seems about right to me. I thought SMU left some points on the field in that game against Texas State last week, and I thought North Texas, their opponent, HBU, left some points on the field. If you remember that game back to week one, I mean, three missed field goals and getting stopped on downs at the 5-yard line. So, I mean, that was a high scoring game. Could have been even more. I think the over, I bet the over 66.5. I went up to 70. It's come back down. As long as weather's not a factor, I mean, I think this will be the highest scoring game of the weekend. Over 68.5 sounds good to me.
Yeah, I was hoping that's what you were going to say, because that's the ticket I punched earlier today, was the over 68.5. So,
Gotta ask you, these games are ugly. We know what UTEP is. They've got Abilene Christian. They are giving 4 points. My initial thought is, boy, UTEP's giving points. I gotta fade them. But is ACU, is that the line of where UTEP can handle those types of teams?
Oof, tough. I mean, for me, again, and my power rankings aren't as solid on FCS teams, but I only made it two. You know, I thought Abilene's in a bad spot. I mean, it's their first, if I do recall, it's their first game.
It is.
UTEP's playing their third. I mean, that's got to account for something. So, yeah, even though I got a little bit of an overlay between my power rankings and the actual line. And, again, it's a soft line. Once these numbers get opened up on Friday or Saturday, we'll get more of a clear-cut answer as far as where this line's going to go. But, you know, right now, and not much of a bet for me. You know, four seems fair, considering that it's the Miners' third game, and we haven't seen ACU yet.
Well, I'm curious then. I mean, it's Austin Peay's third game, and they're playing Cincinnati 10-3 last season, but obviously not expected to be as good this year. They're catching 34 points. I mean, you know, Austin Peay hasn't looked great so far, but they've played some solid teams. I mean, what do you think of Austin Peay's shot?
I love that you're hitting me on all these FCS games. I love it. That's why I love doing this show, because I won't be asked on these games at any other show I
do. We're looking for value, man. We care about money. Yeah,
yes,
money
you
team
are.
Here.
But, I mean, you're looking at value for one or two books that I have them available offshore. It just depends on the pace that Cincinnati wants to play. I got a sneaky suspicion they don't. I mean, that's been Luke Fickell's mantra as far as, you know, just play a defensive-oriented game, run the football. But I thought that was also the mantra for Pat Narduzzi, the Pitt coach, and still they couldn't help themselves from putting a 55 spot on Austin Peay. Austin Peay looks terrible. I mean, interim coach, they just look completely overmatched. My pure power rating, if you want to get in technically, I have it at 32.2 to be exact.
Oh, boy.
So right now, I don't have a bet on that one, guys.
All right, that's Brad Powers from BradPowersSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7, where he crossed the 25K threshold this week. He's become very, very famous, and he still takes the time
famous,
to do our
not
show.
Not as famous as your radio station this week.
Well, we are very famous here. Yeah, that's true. You got that news all the way in Vegas, huh?
I couldn't believe it was on my timeline.
Well, look at us.
Multiple times, nationally.
Look at us. We're big stars everywhere.
Yep.
Brad, appreciate it, man. And appreciate you, too, taking the time for us. And we'll talk to you next week, bud.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Boomer Naturals. Boomer Naturals masks. And, guys, if you don't want to just wear any old mask. You could. Yeah, I mean, you can get into the grocery store or whatever with any old mask. And as things start to open up a little more, looks like Texas is going to open things up a little bit more, your mask is going to be even more important. And it's important to have a mask that actually protects you, I believe. And that's where Boomer Naturals comes in. They've got nano silver woven into their masks. Protects you from the droplets and the particles and the virus and the demons getting through to your nose and mouth. You don't want that. Nobody wants that. So that's what's great about those masks. You can get them at BoomerNaturals.com. They've got the neck gaiters as well, like Fred likes to wear. And you can get 20% off with my promo code Hoffman if you get it at BoomerNaturals.com. Or if you don't want to order online, you don't want to wait for your mask to come in the mail, you can go to a CVS near you, and they've got Boomer Naturals masks there at CVS because these are great masks. CVS saw it, and they were like, you know what? We're gonna promote these masks. So check them out, BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Hoffman to save 20%, or get them at CVS. That's Boomer Naturals.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz.
On ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding real value on my college football card this week. There's not a lot of it, in my opinion.
These
games are tough, man.
I agree. I do like the over in that SMU game. I was glad that he kind of backed me on that. I like Houston to cover against Baylor. I think the price has come down too far, though. I really liked it at a touchdown, but at four, it's like, But they've not only got everybody coming back pretty much.
Yeah, but coming back from a bad team.
Yeah, you could have let me finish my statement. They also have a bunch of transfers in from Power 5 programs that are going to be starting. So, and with the coaching staff already established, and as he mentioned, they actually had spring practice. Baylor's got a new coach.
Yeah, Baylor's a mess.
They're replacing a whole bunch of dudes. I like the situation. So, but I'm not playing really hard here on anything early in the season, and I've been pretty, I've tried to be pretty clear about that. There's too many unknowns for me to pounce. To move on games as if they've already been played, but it'll develop. And by week three or four, I feel like I have a good idea on most of these teams. But I like that one. But again, I'm like, if my max bet were hypothetically say 1,000, right now the most I'd be betting is 250. So if your max bet is 200, then maybe just bet 50 here early.
Yeah,
that's that's me being overly cautious. But, it's up to you guys how you play, but that's just me because there's so much we don't know about. And there is some advantages, and you heard Brad mention a few of them there, that if you can use those, then then jump on it. But I'm not going to spend a bunch of money on college football or the NFL for that matter. Most of the NFL stuff I'm doing is just contest stuff. I'll do a few here and there, but again, not spending as much money. All right, let's get to the Fred getting snippy with his boss. AJ's not my boss, guys. I hate to break it to you. He's in charge of programming. We work together. I'm not getting snippy. I was just trying to finish my point. Just shut up and do the show.
Yeah.
Shut up and do the show. And that's not snippy. But, you know, all right, let's get to the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
How'd you like to make $13,000 for doing something you're already doing?
I mean, I wouldn't not like to.
I don't know if you're familiar with the fitness website, TotalShape.com. But they are offering four people $13,000 to basically lose weight.
Oh, I can do that.
The program will guarantee $8,000 for each person participating, with $5,000 available to each person in milestone bonuses. Each of the four candidates will be testing out popular weight loss methods, which may include calorie counting, keto, strength training, and increased non-exercise activity thermogenesis.
All right. Count me in.
The four people picked to participate will be required to publicly document their weight loss efforts. That includes a series of video diaries, posts to social media, blogs, and regular photos. That's not that much, right?
No.
The data
seems doable.
Yeah. So here, candidates must be in the U.S. That you're in the U.S.
I am.
I may be competing with you for this, by the way. You must be over 21 years old.
That's me.
That's also me.
Oh, it's definitely you.
A BMI over 30.
That's me.
And no known pre-existing health conditions.
I think that's me too.
I don't know what that means, because, you know, I got high blood pressure.
Well, that's a pre-existing health condition.
Yeah, but I also am on medication for it.
Still pre-existing.
So it's not actually high right now. So they say the pandemic's changed people's lives in ways we never would have imagined. And so they know there's a lot they can do to support people in their new weight loss journey. So they're going to pay you $13,000 for people.
Well, that's nice. I'm in.
Well, you'll have to apply.
No, I'm too lazy to do that. If it's not just given to me, I'm not going out of my way to find it.
Gosh.
You know me.
I mean, you might have an edge because you have a bigger social media presence.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. And you're a star.
I'm not a star.
AJ, you've become very famous.
I have become AJ, very famous.
AJ, you've become very famous.
Thank
I have
you,
to
Mr.
Tell
President.
You.
Thank you again.
I mean, you even have his endorsement.
That's true. Well, okay, fine.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, you know, that depends on those incentives to get that extra $5,000. That's the kind of motivation I would go for.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, I need to lose weight. Yeah, if I was having to do it publicly and I was getting paid, yeah, I would definitely be motivated. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. It's already 2 hours in the books. That was quick. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Cool. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy. Duh.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPNHouston for 20% off.